I'd like to start off with just a quick short story, if you will. It goes like this. There was a man laid sprawled across three seats in an incredibly nice theater. And when the usher noticed it, he went over to the gentleman and said, "Sir," he whispered to the sir, "you're only allowed one seat." But the man just grumbled a little bit. He didn't move an inch. Well, it kind of irritated the usher a little bit. So he said to the man, he said, "Sir, if you don't take your one seat, I'll be forced to go get my manager and we'll have to make you leave." And the man just didn't do anything. He kept laying there and just grumbled a little bit. By this time, the usher got irritated, completely irritated. So he ran to his manager and they both came back, and to no avail. Neither one of them could get this man to move. And they asked him to move. He just grumbled a little bit. Same old thing. Stayed right there across three seats. Well, the manager said, "Well, I'm forced to go get the police." Well, he didn't do anything. So they came back and the policeman stood there. And the policeman surveyed the situation a little bit. And then he said, "Okay, sir, what's your name?" And the man said with a quiet voice, "I'm Sam." And the policeman looked at him and thought a little bit and said, "All right, Sam, where are you from?" And then Sam, with a lot of pain in his voice, mind you, quietly said, and pointing straight up, "From the balcony, sir." I didn't know if you might get that, but anyway. We've all at one point have been quick to judge someone because of their snippy attitudes, right? And their bad attitudes, or if we were slighted in some way. And we may have never taken the time to understand what may have brought them to where they are emotionally at that point. Now, I pulled the following information from a website called OurDailyBread.com. Really helpful website. And they state, regarding one topic here, in 1860, Dr. Thomas Inman recommended that his fellow doctors do not prescribe a medicine for a cure if they aren't sure that it will work. They were to give the patient the benefit of our doubt, right? This phrase is also a legal term, meaning that if a jury has conflicting evidence that makes jurors doubtful, they are to give the verdict of not guilty. So today, I'd like to talk a little bit about something that can be very difficult for any of us to give at times, and that is the benefit of our doubt to others. First, as a foundational point here, 1 Corinthians 13:7 says that where it reminds us that love bears all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Mind you, this passage isn't telling us to be gullible or unwise towards others. The passage reminds us of how our attitudes should be towards each other, and that is this: to first see the best in each other. The first step. But it's all too easy to conjure up bad attitudes towards others when we've been the recipient of a snippy attitude or slight in some way, isn't it? And it's also quite another story to see the best in others even when we ourselves are having a bad day. Well, I know that speaks to me. Now, to carry that a little further, if I were to ask you to describe Peter in just a couple of words, what would it be? The rock? Or the pebble? Right? How about Abraham? Friend of God? Father of the faithful? Okay, how about the disciple Thomas? That's the easy one. Doubting Thomas, the doubter? Right? We all know that. You may recall the account of Jesus in John 11, telling his disciples that he was going to go to Bethany. He's going to go back to Bethany because Lazarus was dead. Remember that story? And Jesus wanted to go to him, but some of his disciples were like, "What? They're trying to kill you there. Why are you going back there?" John 11 verse 8 says, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and you're going there again. Well, Thomas had something to say about that, didn't he? In John 11 and verse 16, if you're following along. John 11 verse 16. And then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. I don't know about you guys, but I don't see much doubt in Thomas's attitude at that point, right? It's fairly courageous. Well, yet Thomas is completely known, almost precisely known, for his moment of, or his lapse in faith in John 20, verses 24 through 29, where he had that collapse and doubted. How we see others around us is a very good indicator of our relationship with our God. It simply is. We understand that Jesus saw the multitudes as sheep without a shepherd and was moved with compassion. And I'm sure Jesus knew that Thomas could be as courageous as any one of his disciples. Right? Titus 1:15 describes two types of people. Titus 1 in verse 15 describes two types of people there. You don't have to go there. I'm just going to describe it to you. It says, there are two ways of thinking, two types of attitudes, if you will. One, a pure heart towards others, and the other, a defiled heart towards others. And we see that all too much in today's society. Jesus had a pure heart towards others. And yes, he did use Thomas as an object lesson on faith, right? And I'm sure he also gave Thomas the benefit of the doubt because he knew the heart of Thomas. He knew. When we're the recipient of a snippy remark, bad attitudes, asking the right questions with the right attitude is a great way to express a pure heart towards others. Now, what does that look like in real life? Well, first is to take that person seriously. Give the person space to explain what they're going through. Let them explain it. Try not to lessen how they feel. And by all means, try not to talk too much, because the last thing they need is to hear our opinions on their feelings. Right? And then second is to listen. It can be more important to know that someone has heard you than to have someone suggest solutions towards your feelings and what you're going through. A few helpful things to say, these are just examples. First one is, can you tell me more about what's going on? Or another one, if you want to tell me more, I'm here to listen. Show them you empathize by saying, I'm really glad that you're sharing this with me. Right? These are all very foundational. And one more is focus on the person's feelings, because voicing painful feelings can help reduce emotional distress. It's a great way to exercise therapy towards someone else, just to let them talk. Think about the person we disagree with the most. How do we relate to that person? Or how about the person at your favorite restaurant who has served you with a snippy attitude? And I've been there so many times. Who knows what was going on in their lives at the moment? And better yet, that so-and-so didn't even say hi to me today. I mean, we've all been there, right? There are so many instances. Yes, it can be a difficult task to give the benefit of our doubt to complete strangers. That can be difficult. But it's also, to me, more difficult to give the benefit of our doubt to friends, to loved ones, to family members, or even members of God's church. That's a difficult task. Striving to maintain a sincere and pure heart will enable us to see others from that point of view, i.e. a righteous point of view. When we realize that we don't really know everything about everything or everything about everyone yet, just kidding about that. Maybe giving people the benefit of the doubt and asking the right questions with a pure heart may become a little easier. By learning to give things a better interpretation will leave us happier and closer to our God. So the next time we've been the victim of a bad attitude or a waiter who is snippy with us, whatever it may be, pause, please, and consider they may be victims of a broken heart, a horrible pause, been there, horrible situation at home, or whatever. The possibilities are endless in today's society, especially. If we can learn to ask the right questions and seek to have a pure heart towards others, we may find that as the story that I opened up with revealed, a difficult fall may be the root cause of a very difficult attitude. And maybe giving the benefit of the doubt may become far easier.